This is Hamish.
Hey, Hamish. Matt here.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, great. How you doing? How's your day going?
Yeah. So far, so good. Just, I'm sure, as are you. Just been busy.
Oh, the days never slow down for me, unfortunately. I don't know how I do it. But, you know, you got to love what you do at the same time, right?
For sure. For sure. Mm-hmm.
Did you get a chance to go through that email that I sent through?
Yeah, I did. And look, I should have just probably told you this earlier, man. But yeah, look, man, I talked to the you know, couple of companies that I've already hired, and it does look like some of the stuff that you, or really most of the stuff that you could help me with, is just kind of being overlapped with a lot of the things that I'm already doing with the people I've already hired. So,
okay.
Unfortunately, man, it's not something that I'm going to – again, it just doesn't make sense for me to pay two people to do the same job, right? So, and unfortunately, I can't cancel those contracts. I'm kind of locked in, which sucks, but, you know,
it is. How long
is
the contract for?
They're for a year. Both of them are.
We made you sign a year contract? Wow, that's crazy. You know, the fact that, you know, what happens if they don't work, you know? Like, and are they an SEO company, or are you talking about – like Angie's or something of that nature.
Right. So I'm not comparing it to Angie's. This is, so I've got a digital marketing company, right? They're helping me with a lot of my social media stuff. They're going to, you know, obviously it's not technically an SEO company. They have a little bit different strategy, when we talk to them, because SEO is very expensive. It takes a lot of time, right? Things like that. So, yeah, I mean, it does suck that I'm locked in, but, look, like I said, your guys' price is good. I know that wouldn't necessarily qualify for next year.
You know, digital marketing is not going to grow your business. You know, what's going to grow your business is being on the first page of Google, right, and having those paper leads that I talked about. Because, you know, I can tell you, I probably have over 100 roofing companies, and they've tried it all. Like, I have a roofing company right now that was with Angie's for 4 months. They were spending $10,000 a month. And then they were with, like, another company that was, like, doing social media posts, like, on Facebook and stuff, like, video ads and stuff like that. And all those approaches, they told me, didn't work for their business, right? The only thing that really works is showing up when people are actively searching for you on Google. Because that's where 93% of people, Hamish, go when they're looking for a business, straight up.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're not saying anything inaccurate, right? I mean, I agree. That's the first place I go. I think if I polled everybody in my contact list, 93% of them would say Google.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, nothing you're saying is inaccurate, but look, Matt, I'm just going to be upfront with you, man. It's not something that I really want to take on right now. I do have your number. I would love to, you know, just kind of see how, you know, the people that I'm with and how it's working, and if I need to pay a little bit to cancel a contract if it's not working, and then, you know, reevaluate.
Yeah, you can
funds
always look
if
they're not
their,
if they're not performing to, like, your expectation. Look, this is why I hate guys that lock people in contracts, right? Especially for long term. Like, I hate Angie's that does that. I hate other people that are in marketing that do that. Because what happens if they don't work? Like, there's just some people, Hamish, that I don't work for. That's why 96% of people, you know, do work with me, but the other 4%, it's just whatever, God knows, it's business, right? So my point is, that's why I never lock anybody in a contract, because I know that's not right, right? It's not fair to you, it's not fair to us, right? And so if they don't end up working for you, right, and I can make room for you, that's cool. But, you know, there's ways you can get out of that contract. All you got to do is send them an email and then call your card company and block them. They'll eventually go away, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's good advice, and that's honestly what I was thinking as well, just being like, yeah, let's just not let them pull the money. But look, for now, man, I'm just going to be upfront with you. I'm gonna give these things a chance, right? I mean, I'm very
totally.
Young.
Yeah, and hopefully it works,
and then,
man. You know, hopefully you're not just throwing your money down the drain. But I will tell you, there's nothing that's going to perform better than Google. I got guys right now, Hamish, that spend $40,000 a month with me, straight up. Right, I seriously have some big, big players that spend serious money with me, and they got teams of people, right? And the reason why they're doing so well is because they concentrate their marketing budget on Google, because that's where everyone goes, right? Google's the largest company in the world, not by accident, right? They didn't get there by accident. Why did Google become the largest company in the world? Because of people spending ad money on Google. right? They have the platform. Everybody goes when they're looking for a service. They don't go to Angie's. They're not going to, they're not responding to social media ads like they used to. We use social media, but we use it in a whole different way than you're paying this guy to do it. Because we're going to connect Google to Facebook. And so anytime somebody types a keyword in your area and they don't call you on Google, well, when they log on Facebook, they see the ad that we create to motivate them to call you.
Right.
We spent $100
Which, and you explained, yeah, and you explained that to me, you know, whenever we talked last time. So, but look, man, again, I appreciate the advice, man.
Yeah.
I'm about to pull up to my appointment now, so fortunate enough to have to let you go here. But I mean, look, I'm going to store your number. If these things don't work out in the next couple of months, then you may hear from me.
Yeah. Like I said, don't wait too long though, because a lot of times, you know, leads are everything. You know, that's the difference between a surviving and thriving. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I 100% agree. So anyway, I appreciate your time, man.
No problem. I wish you the best. Yep. Thanks, Hamish. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.